Jim, you happy with the point? Do you feel you should have got a bit more?
Listen, I think a point on the road in this league is always a good point, but probably over the whole piece, I'm not saying we were well on top, but I think we had chances to win it. You know, we had a great chance in the first half where the ball gets fizzed across, big Andy Graham is not far away from putting it into an empty net. And in the second half, we created one or two other opportunities, but, you know, I think that's been a downfall of late, certainly in the opening five games. You know, we're not scoring enough goals, but on the flip side of that, defensively, I thought we were outstanding as a team, you know, and people, when you keep a clean sheet, the goalkeeper in the back four get great credit, but what people don't see is the effort and the commitment from the boys up front. They really do defend at the top end of the pitch unbelievably, and that's why we make the changes that we do on the hour mark, just to try and freshen it up, because we ask him to go and press teams high up the park and it takes a lot of energy out of them. So overall, a fantastic team effort from the starting 11 and the three boys that go on as well.
Is it frustrating for you that Sanorwi just not taking the chances?
It is frustrating, yeah, because we work hard on it in training, and I know the quality that we have at that end of the pitch, but it's not something that I'm going to make too big a deal about. You know, I think we have got players at that top end of the pitch that are good enough to go and score goals. I just think, for whatever reason at the moment, maybe it's not falling kindly enough to us in and around the box. You know, I'm not pointing a finger at anybody in particular. It's not like we've had any clear-cut chances, but, you know, Dario's got a good one there where he's through on goal. Granted, it's a fantastic tackle from Ashcroft, I think, in the end, but, you know, we need to do things a little bit quicker. You don't get time. You don't get 4 and 5 seconds for the perfect opportunity. We've got to do things a little bit quicker. But that said, you know, fantastic point against a very good team. Dunfermline have got some really good players in the attacking end of the pitch that can hurt you. And I thought my two centre-halves, full-backs, Big Neely makes a great save first half as well. So over the piece, a draw is probably fair, if I'm being totally honest. But I do have a little bit of a feeling in my gut that we could have won today.
Even in terms of fitness, just with the energy that you see team puts in, you stand up against the full-time teams, no problem?
Unbelievable, honestly. The way they train, and you know, we only work for 4 hours a week. You know, it's frightening. We train 2 hours on a Tuesday, 2 hours on a Thursday. It's up to the boys to give them a programme during the week to do things Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They take that on board. That's their responsibility. But I think you can see that, you know, we're playing against full-time teams. It's not like we're getting ran off the park. You know, we're not hanging on for the last 15 minutes. We're actually still going. We still try and win the game. Spoke about that in the summer. I think I showed that with the players that I brought to the club and the players that I've signed. I'm not willing to sit 5-4-1 and park the bus and try and, you know, soak up pressure. We really, really have in the opening 5 weeks of the league took teams on, went toe-to-toe with them, and you know, that's 4 games unbeaten now as a group, which is phenomenal for a part-time team in this league, you know, so I'm delighted.
Can I just ask about Neil Parry? Because obviously that was his 100th game today. What does he mean to the club?
Well, listen, Neil, for me, he's one of the best goalkeepers outside the Premier League. I don't care what anybody says. His distribution is excellent, but more than anything, he's a fantastic presence there. He gives the boys at the back great confidence. He comes for crosses all the time. He's brave enough to do that. But you see in the first half, you know, he doesn't have a great deal to do. But then the one chance that Dunfermline do get in the first half, he's quick off his line and he makes a great save to keep us in the game. So he's invaluable to the club. But I must say, we've got the core of a squad that's been here for a long, long time. You know, I think if you look down the appearances of the likes of Andy Graham, Flanagan, Taggart, Cawley, you know, even Spenny coming back, we've got half a dozen or so players that are really committed to Alloa. They love the club, they love playing for the club, and it's great now that Neely has got to that, you know, great mark to get to 100 games for any club. Is fantastic. So he'll get the credit he deserves, no doubt. All right, thanks guys.